This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West appeared to walk on water with his eldest son and daughter during his latest Sunday service. Kim Kardashian documented the event on her Instagram story. She shared videos of her husband's choir singing while seemingly walking on water, as well as footage of Joel Osteen preaching. What would Jesus say since Yeezus is comparing himself to him? He'd say, idiot. As the Emmy Awards are coming up on the 20th of the month, Bradley Cooper has slammed award season, calling it utterly meaningless. This after receiving dozens of nominations throughout his illustrious career as both an actor and director. Cooper said, quote, "It's not why you sacrifice everything to create art," unquote. True, but it feels so good when you win on your way up. Hypocrite. Against all odds, Christopher Nolan's Tenet is bringing moviegoers back to theaters in the middle of a global pandemic. Though many theaters have reopened in recent weeks, cinemas in major markets such as New York and Los Angeles remain closed. With a production budget of $200 to $225 million, experts estimate the film will have to gross at least $400 million to break even. Uh-oh. Cara Delevingne and Halsey have been secretly hooking up, all while their respective exes, Ashley Benson and G-Eazy, have been dating. The two have recently gotten closer while spending time together in L.A. A source said, quote, "Cara's been hooking up with Halsey in the last few weeks, and they've been having a laugh together. It's all very casual and just a bit of fun," unquote. Yeah, naughty fun. Rihanna was injured in an electric scooter accident, but she's healing quickly. Yeah, the singer, 32, was recently photographed with bruises on her face when she was spotted in a car near an LA restaurant. She's completely fine now, but flipped over on an electric scooter and bruised her forehead and face. Oh, and Chris Brown had nothing to do with her bruises. This time. Nicole Young, Dr. Dre's estranged wife, claims to need $2 million a month in temporary spousal support, including $100,000 a month for her mortgage and $900,000 a month in entertainment. She also claims she needs $135,000 a month for clothes and $20,000 a month for her cell phone, email, and telephone. What kind of data plan is $20,000 a month? Idiot! Sam Asghari is defending his girlfriend, Britney Spears, after author Kelly Oxford said her Instagram page was scary. "This account finally got too scary for me," Oxford wrote on one of Spears' recent posts, prompting Asghari to clap back. "What's so scary about the biggest superstar in the world being herself? Authentic, funny, without caring what others think." Yep, I think he left out crazy. Disney isn't sure how to make Black Panther 2 without Chadwick Boseman. Marvel fans were shocked to learn that Chadwick had died after fighting colon cancer for 4 years. Few people were aware of the actor's condition, even though he shot some of his most iconic movies during this time, including Black Panther and 2 Avengers films. But leave it to Disney, they'll figure it out. The Rolling Stones are planning a huge gig to celebrate their 60th anniversary in 2022. Mick Jagger, 77, Keith Richards, 76, Ronnie Wood, 73, and Charlie Watts, 79, all hope to be still playing together in 2 years to celebrate. Keith said, quote, "You might call it a habit. I really can't imagine doing anything else," unquote. Neither can we. Production on the set of The Batman was shut down after star Robert Pattinson contracted COVID. Anyone who came within 6 feet of Pattinson for more than 15 minutes had to be isolated for 14 days, regardless of whether or not they tested positive. Actors, stunt performers, crew members, including director Matt Reeves, all had to be isolated. Thanks, 2020. singer Lily Allen, 35, and Stranger Things star David Harbour, 45, were married in Las Vegas. While they never publicly confirmed an engagement, the singer showcased an engagement ring in an Instagram post in May. They originally got together in January of 2019 after she dumped her boyfriend of 5 years, DJ Meridian Dan. Okay, stranger things have happened. Chrissy Teigen is getting Botox while pregnant with her third child. Teigen said, quote, "I get really, really bad pregnancy headaches, so I was thrilled to be cleared to do neck muscle Botox along with a crazy combo of beta blocker shots and radio wave frequency. Also, jaw Botox for my grinding was a must for my regular headaches," unquote. Now you know. The Walking Dead will end with an expanded 2-year 11th season, and the network has 2 spin-off series planned. With the previously announced 6 extra episodes in season 10, there are 30 remaining episodes of the series that will run through late 2022. The spin-off with characters Daryl and Carol will debut in 2023.
Can't wait.
Usher will become the latest musician to set up shop in Las Vegas. The Grammy winner is launching a residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace beginning July 16, 2021. Residencies in Vegas have been popular since the Rat Pack days, but today, the money that can be made is astounding. Celine Dion's 2 residencies at Caesars brought in over $600 million. Magnifique. The Trash Bin. Keeping Up with the Kardashians will be going off the air after 14 years. That family we all love to hate is pulling the plug on the television series that made them famous around the world. After that porn video. The show spanned 12 spin-offs and has made the Kardashians all millionaires. Their last season will air early next year in 2021. Hey, finally some good news in 2020.
The news wrap-up.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout has become the hottest game of the summer, attracting millions of players within a month of its release. Ride 4 will be out for current-gen consoles and PCs in October and on next-gen systems in January. Since the pandemic, Zoom shares soared after revenue more than quadrupled from last year. Twitch will shut down its live karaoke game on January 1st. Dang, and I was just getting good on Don't Stop Believing.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Tenet is still pulling in the most money at the box office.
The number one album.
Big Sean's Detroit 2 is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
Melania and Me by Stephanie Winston Wolkoff is the best-selling nonfiction book.
We previously featured JT and Young Miami of the rap duo City Girls, who got attention for their debut studio track, F*** That N***a, a diss track towards their ex-boyfriends for not giving them money when they asked. Soon the track, which featured a prominent sample of fellow Florida rapper Kia's My Neck, My Back, Lick It, racked up hundreds of thousands of plays. Shortly after the release, JT was arrested and charged with aggravated identity theft and was sentenced to 24 months in federal prison. While JT sat in jail, Young Miami was aggressively promoting their music and spreading the word. JT was released early, and the pair have gone on to bigger success, including their new track, which we really love. Here's City Girls featuring Doja Cat with the song of the week, Pussy Talk.
Talented, it do cartwheels, and he pay cause he like how that part feel, yo. Give speeches heartfelt, said the really talk like a Garfield, do. Said I got away with my lips, poker face, daddy, you know I don't play with my chips. Play with my food, play with my no games, all the money made me play with my top out your app, you gon' get that cat, get that looking fat, throw another stack. She break her back, you know, put it on the map. When I make this talk, she'll probably bring her back.
What is kitty talk? English, Spanish, your brain. What is kitty talk? Euros, dollars, and yen. What is kitty talk? Bentleys, Rovers, and Benz. What is kitty fly? Having to Alice to M. What is kitty talk? Birkin, Gucci, Chanel. What is kitty talk? Louis, Gucci, YSL. What is kitty make? Movies, wetter than a well. What is kitty be? Choosing, trapping, and fail. Do nothing but this cash, man, this top. Do nothing but a bad man, this top. Do nothing but this cash, man, this top.
That was City Girls featuring Doja Cat with the song of the week, Pussy Talk. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.